Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome,
welcome
to Junior Giant here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Junior Giant Speaks. This is a radio show for children, by children, and about children. We're happy to be here this morning with our Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Okay, tell me who I have with me this morning. I see someone else has signed in. Who's on the line with me? Do I have Jacob?
Yes.
Do I have Almeida?
Yes, ma'am.
Do I have Amaya?
Yes, ma'am.
Do I have Simeon?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Simeon. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Today, on our, first of all, as usual, I want to thank the parents for allowing the children to be a part of Junior Giant Speaks. I want to thank the children for taking time out. They're all back in school now. I want to thank them for taking time out to do their report and be ready for today's show. We're going to go on and get started. And today, our topic, what the children had to do, their assignment was to find a Bible story, and they're going to tell me a Bible story that relates to them and that they like, and they need to tell me how it relates to them today in modern times. And I think we're going to start with Simeon. Simeon, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Bible story that describes me is David and Goliath. And how it describes me is because David was smaller like me in size, and Goliath was large like Goliath. And David took 5 stones to defeat Goliath, and even 5 stones can affect the giant. Like 5 choices can affect your life, your journey of life. And yes, that's the report.
That's your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that was on David and Goliath?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how does that relate to you in today's world?
Because David was small and underestimated. Sometimes I'm underestimated and I am small. And Goliath was large like life. And life throws challenges at you, just like Goliath threw challenges at David.
Okay. So what is your weapon that you use against your giants then? Because David had a weapon.
Well, I use prayer and the Bible.
Use prayer and the Bible. Okay.
Yes.
So say you're at school and something comes up against you. You don't have the Bible with you, and your mind is not on prayer. What is something else you might use?
Well, I would memorize a Bible verse or remember a Bible verse and then about that, and I will remember it and walk away, keep saying it in my mind so it won't do anything, like to harm anyone.
Okay. So do you have a Bible verse that you keep in mind that you have memorized already?
Not really. Because I usually take
you don't
my
have
Bible
one on
around.
Hand?
I usually take my Bible around and look in there.
Okay. Well, that was a good report. It was short, but you were able to explain it, and that's what I appreciate. I do want to encourage you to just began memorizing Bible verses, even without the Bible, just have them in your heart. Because the Bible teaches us to hide the word in our heart that we might not sin against God. And as long as that's in our heart, we'll do right by God. But I thank you for your report. Okay?
Okay.
And next, we're going to keep going with our report, with our show. I forgot to tell you at the beginning that we are recruiting, continuing to recruit Junior Giant reporters. We are, they have to be from the ages of 12, from 7 to 12. They then have to be willing to come on the radio and not be afraid. It takes a lot of courage to do this. So our Junior Giants have to be able to speak and be articulate and willing to share whatever the assignment is that they are given. If you have children that you know are interested in being on a part of Junior Giants, then I really would like to encourage you to sign them up. You have to go to the website. The website is www.juniorgiantspeaks.com, and you can send me an email regarding your child, and we will get in contact with you and set up time for them to become part of the Junior Giant family. You can also send me an email at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com, and I will get that. I will get back with you as soon as I get the email. We're going to continue, and I think we're going to go to Miss Amaya. Good morning, Amaya.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. And so how's school going? You guys are all back in school. How was school this week?
It's going great, and I learned a lot, but we're just reviewing a little bit.
So tell me, what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth.
Okay. So you guys are the top of the school, right? Fifth graders?
Yes.
Well, that's a good place to be. Well, go on with your report this morning.
Okay. Hi, my name is Amaya Baldwin, and I will be reporting about a Bible story that relates to me. David was a little boy who fought Goliath. Goliath thought he was tougher than anyone else, but David stood up to him and told him that he wanted to fight him. God gave David the courage, wisdom, and faith to kill Goliath with one stone. How the story relates to me is that I had problems with bullies in school. Just like God did to David, he gave me the courage to stand up for myself. I never let a bully bring me down because I know I'm more than a conqueror and I can do anything through Christ that strengthens me. Thank you for listening.
I love that, Amaya. So David seems to be popular this morning. But tell me about your issue with bullies. How did you stand up for yourself?
First, what I would do is talk in my mind and ask God to help me and just to let them, and I always have to talk to them about, God is watching you, so you better watch what you say, and tell them to stay in their lane, and they just don't need to be, picking on people. Probably they didn't have respect like they did in their household.
Okay, that's very good. And I'm glad that you chose David, and I guess that shows you what I like about David is that David was a little boy, and Junior Giants is actually based on the story of David, because to me the giant was really David. He was the real giant, and like you said, Goliath was a bully, and he was picking on all those armies of Israel, trying to scare them, and he could scare them because he was so big and they were just regular size. And sometimes we do have issues in our life that seem really big, but if we have God on our side, he will always cause us to triumph and be victorious. So I like that story of David clearly, because that's why we're called Junior Giants, because God is empowering you all to be giants in this world. And you're not meant to be scaredy cats or anything like that. You're meant to be giants because you have Christ in your life. That's what makes you giants. Thank you, Amai. That was a nice story. Stay tuned. We're going to do our question of the day before we get off. Okay, we're continuing on this morning. Children have an assignment to tell me a story in the Bible that relates to them in today's time. I feel like it is important that the children learn how to relate the Bible stories to today's time so that they can use it as a tool in their everyday lives. The stories in the Bible aren't really stories. They're actual accounts that happened. And because they did happen, it allows our junior giants to see that just like God worked for those young people, he will work for them in a great and mighty way. And so we're going to continue. And we're going to continue now with Mr. Jacob. Jacob, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How was your week?
Good.
It was good. And so are you enjoying school?
Yes.
Good. And you told me earlier that your favorite subject was social studies?
Yes.
Why is that?
You know, it's because it relates to life sometimes and, yeah, stuff like that. And people, community stuff.
Do you like learning?
Yes.
That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing. Okay, Jacob, go on with your story for this morning.
Okay. My story comes from Genesis 12, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. All right. God told Abraham to get out of his land and go to a place he will show him, and he will bless him and his family. Abraham had to believe God. Abraham had to trust God. And Abraham had to obey God. And Abraham received his blessing. This relates to me because my family had a similar experience. My dad had to move from Michigan to Georgia. We moved away from all of our family. And we didn't know anything about Georgia. We had never been to Georgia, and we didn't know anyone in Georgia. Well, my dad was obedient to the Lord. He believed God, and he trusted God, and the Lord blessed us and our family. And this is my report.
Okay, Jacob, I like your report. And it's difficult to move to a place where you don't know anybody. So how did you go about making friends?
When I went to school, then I started making friends. And when we lived in a place where it was a bunch of kids, and they used to always come outside with us, and that's how. And then we went to church and met new friends there.
Okay. Do you think it was hard for your father to obey God?
Yes, because all our family was down there, and we didn't really know anybody down here. We didn't know how to get to places to get our food and stuff like that.
Okay. And I like the fact that you said that you had to trust God, because sometimes it's hard to trust God when you don't understand why he wants you to do a certain thing. But your father did trust him, and that's a good thing. How do you trust God?
Well, I trust God when, you know, in school, and, you know, we get progress reports or report cards. I trust God to, you know, let those grades be good and stuff like that, and keep me safe and stuff.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And it's a good thing to be able to trust God. Some children don't know God and know anything about God. I work with a lot of children, and they really don't know anything about God. and they've never really gone to church or anything like that. So they don't know that there is a God that they can trust. And so that's really good that you have that understanding and that you use that on a daily basis. Keep up the good work, okay? That was a good story, Jacob.
I thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on, though, that we're going to do the question of the day in just a moment. We're going to go on to our next, our final reporter, which is Miss Almeida. Good morning, Almeida.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. And how was your week?
My week was fantastic. I went back to school and saw all my friends from last year. And I got to meet my new teachers. And some of the teachers were moved up a level. And some of the teachers, like, got transferred. So I kind of got to meet new teachers at the school.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good thing. Okay. We'll go on with your report this morning.
Okay. Greetings to you all, my name is Raylan. My name is Almeida Salsa. This week, I have one story that is similar to a story in the Bible, which is found in Genesis 3, 1, verse 13. It was when Eve was walking through the garden and Satan showed up and was trying to convince her to pick the fruit off the tree from the tree of knowledge and good and evil. He told her that nothing would really happen if she picked one from the tree. She began to believe Satan that nothing would happen if she picked some of the fruit from the tree. So she gave attention and took from the tree. And I remember when I was little and I used to sneak stuff like extra snacks or treats. At the time, I didn't quite think that it was bad or that anything would happen to me. But I realized that it was taking from the rest of the family and that I made people feel bad. Of course, now I know that it is wrong, and Eve realized that it was wrong as well. This is your junior giant, Almeida Salsa. Thanks for listening.
So, Almeida, what is the word that Eve was? What was she?
She was tempted.
She was tempted? Okay, she was tempted. And what else? So if God told her not to do it and she did it, what is that word?
Disobedient.
She was disobedient. So you have to always know that there's going to be consequences for being disobedient. Did you have consequences for taking extra snacks?
Yes.
What were your consequences?
I was taking away from the family, and they didn't quite have as much as they should have.
Okay. So did you get any punishments?
Yes.
What was your punishment?
I didn't get any more.
You didn't get any more snacks? Okay, and sometimes the punishment seems harsh, just like Eve's punishment was severe, because her punishment has affected everybody in the world since she came into the world, because she was disobedient to God. And sometimes we have to be careful of temptation when we are being tempted. And you know that if you're being tempted, that's when you have to turn to God and allow God to help you. So I appreciate all the stories this morning. You all did a great job. And I want you to understand that those stories in the Bible, I don't even like to call them stories. I like to call them accounts. Those accounts in the Bible are things that actually happened. And just like God bless those people in the Bible, he will bless you. He doesn't love the people in the Bible more than he loves you. And so I want you to kind of think about your life as though you are a Bible character, because sometime down the road, as you get older, the accounts of your life are going to be things that help somebody else because you have God in your life. And so I want you to make sure that you're living in a way that will be helpful to other people. If they were to read your life story, how would your life story help someone else? And so that's, you all did very well this morning on your reports. So here is the question of the day. The question is, when situations come up in your life that you don't know how to handle, tell me three things that you need to do. When situations come up in your life that you don't know how to handle, tell me three things that you think you need to do in order to get on top of it or to get help or whatever it is you need to do. Three things, because everybody faces things that seem like it's too much to handle. And so, but you need to have tools in place for when those type of situations come up. That you can do to help you to deal with that situation. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, who? Go ahead, Almeida.
Okay, so my first one would probably be either like stick through it, like go through it to like if it'll be over, like when you finish it, or either sit down and think about it. So like you know your plan is going to be, or you could either talk to somebody about it in case they have any ideas.
Okay. So the first thing is what now?
My first thing was, like, just to go through it. So, like, when you're finished, you're done with it. And you can move on with your life. And
okay.
My second one was to either sit down and think about it so you will know what your plan is. And my third one was if you don't have any advice for yourself, you could either go to a friend or somebody who can help you, like a parent.
Okay. I like those three things. I like the part about a plan especially, because sometimes if you can just stop and think long enough, you can come up with a way to help yourself. That's good. Those were good. What about you, Amaya?
Ma'am?
What is your answer?
The three things that I would do is pray, or talk to someone, or write down about the situation and how you will overcome it.
Okay, so one is pray. What is the second one?
Talk to someone that can help you.
Okay, and what's the third one?
Write down the plan that you can overcome.
Say that again.
I said write down the plan, how you will overcome your problem.
Okay. All right. I like those two. Having a plan seems to be, both of you have that, and that's a good thing. It's important that you do have a plan. When I teach skills to children, I always make sure that they have a plan. What are you going to do? What's your next move? What's going to be in your best interest? So that's good. Those are good plans. And lastly, we have Brother Jacob. Brother Jacob, are you ready with me? Three things you can do?
Yes.
Go right ahead, please.
All right. First, I would notify someone like a parent or a teacher or something. Then I would pray to God. Then I would plan it and stuff.
Whenever you're in a situation that you're not sure, Those are good answers, Jacob. Thank you. Whenever you're in a situation that you're not sure of, that your first thought needs to be your safety. You always need to make sure that you're safe. You can talk to God while you're moving. So praying is excellent. And listen when people give you instructions. Listen when people give you advice. Sometimes it's hard to listen, but if you listen, I promise that something will come up that will be helpful to you. Those are good answers. And I want you all to continue to be encouraged. I wanted to share my favorite Bible story. Mine is the story of Samuel, when Samuel was a child. When Samuel was a child, before Samuel was born, his mother wanted a child so badly, but she just couldn't have babies. So finally she went to the temple one day, and she prayed and prayed and prayed. She prayed so hard that the priest in the temple thought she was drunk. But she explained to him that she wasn't drunk, but that she was just crying out to God because she really, really wanted a child. And he told her, in 9 months, you're going to have a baby. And that's what happened. 9 months later, Samuel was born. But the part that I like about Samuel is when Samuel got old enough, he left his parents' home, and he was a young, young child. He wasn't a teenager yet. He went to go live in the temple and with the priest that lived in the temple to help serve in the temple. But the thing that I like about it is that while he was living in the temple as a young, young child, God called him to be a servant, to be a prophet to the people. And I always like the fact that God calls children, and he wants children to be about his business, to do his work. I believe sometimes children can do more than adults because your hearts are so pure, and God can really use you, and you have a faith that adults don't have. And I always want you all to understand that how powerful you are as children. I know sometimes you want to grow up quickly or you want to be older, but stop and rest in the age that you're in. This is a time when God really wants to use you. And he can because you can trust him. You believe him. Adults have a more difficult time trusting God because sometimes you don't believe as easily as children do. So I want you to understand the power of being a child and take comfort in that knowing God is going to help you. He is going to help you. And when you trust and believe in God, that makes him so happy. So I want to encourage you all this morning to continue to be Christians wherever you are. Don't be ashamed of God, and he won't be ashamed of you. And so you all have done well this morning. I appreciated the Bible stories, and I do want you to continue to apply the Bible and all the accounts that are in the Bible to your daily lives. We're having a short show this morning because of the number of reporters, but I want to thank these reporters for their faithfulness. I am going to continue to be recruiting reporters between the ages of 7 and 12. You can go on my Facebook also and look up the page for Junior Giant Speaks. We're going to be going into the community in the next few months and doing our radio show in the community. And so we want you to be looking for us. I want to thank you to my listeners, those of you who are faithful listeners. I thank you for listening in this morning. So we want to continue to be the young people that God would have us to be. And I want you all to know that you are powerful young people. I love you all. And you all have a great week, okay? Go let your lights shine. You don't have little lights. There's no way that you can have the light of God in you and the light be little, okay? So go let your light shine this week. And we're going to close our show this morning, and we will talk to you in a couple of weeks. Have a great week, and God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I was just thinking the other day on what it is that God requires of us. and what it is that he's calling for. And being that he's a holy God, he's not calling for a bunch of men. Jealousy, backbiting. But I know I want to be where he is. So daily I'm checking different things at the door. I'm leaving them behind. Counting the joy every day that I have to get it right. Wanna know where I'm going when I die. No mic, you can tune into this on those nights you're feeling weak. And you just might give in to what it is that you like. It's your decision, but you know it ain't right. What's done in the dark, always see the light. And I heard you was soon to come, gotta get it right. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what I can't take. Situations we go through that frustrate. First things in us that have to be replaced with what it was that we started with in the first place. First shall be last, and the last in first place. The swift and the strong aren't given this race. So I try to endure my knees. Surgery, please, at the same time that I'm seeking your face. Human puzzle haven't yet matched up. On the inside, I'm still doing my search. They tell me to keep finding my way to the church. Cash he cares on him and put him first. He can't get in by just doing good works. He gave his life, he wants a life in return. Missing him, there's a chance you'll burn. And it doesn't end, it's for eternity. It's so deep in me, it's to find out exactly how his heart beats. But what I can't understand is why would he purposely want me when I've been so deep in so much without his loving touch. Hey, it beats me, cause I ain't much, but I'ma be sitting here checking it until it shows up. I want to be right. Everything that's not like him, I'm leaving it. And I can't do it on my own.
I'm not right.
I need you, Lord.
Check my prayer life or my road. Check my spirit, mind and all.
Goodbye, and we'll see you in a few weeks. Bye-bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.